Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's finest hour. Right now, it's Don Letts.
Thanks to Mr. McConey for another excellent session. But right about now, I want you to wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, at the controls. And I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that'll include Arctic Monkeys, Jamaicans, Ebony Bones, Donald Fagen, Pesce, Yolo Tango, Luke Temple and the late Lou Reed, to name a few, in what will be a pretty up-tempo first half. The second will be decidedly more laid back as we approach the midnight hour. But right now, the latest single from Connecticut three-piece The Stepkids' new album, Troubadour. This is Sweet Salvation.
So weak and a face so bleak, just to exist. Please, please, show me. Won't haunt me now, and I am never sure if my perception I don't, or a concrete block of perpetual engagement, a dispersion of pheromones, baby. Please, please, show me. Thank you.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Famines shake the need for coal by stimulating birth control. We're wanting less to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains in metal trays to keep us from the heat.
What's the weather like today?
It's Good News Week. Families check the need for coal by stimulating birth control. We're wanting less to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat. To keep us from the heat. To keep us from the heat.
Bit of a lost art these days, but that was one of many socially aware pop songs that were fairly common back in the mid to late 60s. Hedgehog Anonymous there with 1965's It's Good News Week. Right, bringing us bang up to date, here we go, Magic frontman Luke Temple.
Shoulder.
Temple's Those Kids, as featured on his new album Good Mood Fool on Secret Canadian. Now, anyone else feeling pressured, nay, tortured by the proliferation of big production Christmas commercials currently running on TV? I mean, they look fantastical, magical even, but they seem a million miles away from my reality. Now, I'm all up for goodwill to all men and all that stuff, but it seems to me it's more about a good way to your pocket. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music.
Stand firm and keep the faith.
One of Bob Marley's i3's Marcia Griffith there with Stepping in a Babylon, the Prince Fatty remix. More from him later in the show. Next up, Steely Dan lead singer Donald Fagen with a cut from 1982's The Nightfly, his first solo album and one of the very first fully digital recordings. This is New Frontier.
Push the button down. I grew up in a home where there was always music.
He's been called one of America's finest poets. From his birth as a songwriter...
I could always rhyme stuff from the time I was six.
...to his very first music memories and being a founding figure of Motown.
I was getting the chance to do what I love, to sit at the piano and write songs.
Discover the pivotal music moments in the life of Smokey Robinson.
We did all kinds of stuff around Detroit. Talent shows, sung at the theaters, at the schools, on the corners.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on the corners. We were singing for the girls.
The music and stories that define this living legend.
Came through that, which was the darkest period of my life, but it was a lesson, and I wouldn't trade it.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Smokey Robinson.
Available now at the Six Music website.
Something straight out of a 70s blaxploitation movie. A drum and bass legend who's collaborated and remixed with the likes of LTJ Bookham, Goldie, Carl Craig, DJ Shadow and John Coltrane. Pache there with Midnight Express from his new album Generation, out now on True Thoughts. Here's the current single from the Arctic Monkeys' fifth studio album, AM, sure to be appearing in many end-of-year polls.
Shake right through.
Arctic Monkeys, One for the Road. You know, the release of AM actually broke a record because they're the first independent label band to debut at number one in the UK with their first five albums. Let's flip the script and take a trip to the USA for a cut from reggae hip-hop duo Born Jamaicans. Boom Shaka Tak.
One and follows up and yawning. Kids from farm coming down in the early morning. Just so the Don Gaga with them car Ellie. Newly designed for the slide on me. Now some of them wonder what is the Boom Shaka Tak. We have come down in the sun and trunk pop. So as the kids them come watching up. Hear this. As the kids them chop it up. The mic them screaming Boom Shaka Tak. Crowd of massive gets the vibes. We're on art to that. This is a lesson definition of the Boom Shaka Tak. No body rider, the rocker girl picnic. Get hot but boy a beat down the one selector. We'll up that. In China give the verbs, the action word. Drop down in our roughness help to make the sun wise observe. I'm on will never run away. In the arts of battle, I run up the girls them like cowboy round up. Catch up from line one, verse two me just a show off me skill. And I would never sell my soul. Pay $1,000 bill. Music run the world, pay respect back. Cause every time we touch the mic, them screaming Boom Shaka Tak. Crowd of massive gets the vibes. We're on orthodox. This is a lesson definition of the Boom Shaka Tak.
The wickedest time.
Surely give the remedy. One by one, 100 Americans is the group. From the streets of Washington, when the people smoke crack and then fire the M1. We legalize, man, I despise. The head is rugged and rough. Some DJs open up their mouths like a damn trash truck. But reggae music run the world. Pay respect that, cause every time we touch the mic, them screaming Boom Shaka Tak. Crowd of massive gets the vibes. We're an orthodox. This is a lesson definition of the Boom Shaka Tak. Definition of the Boom Shaka Tak. The kid put a microphone in all the dumb plot. Entertainment, a form of enjoyment. I'm the lyrical technician, that is my employment. Kids from Paris, how them a go manage? Boom Shaka Tak, natural fact. Head put a microphone, don't lay down plot. Boom Shaka Tak, natural fact. The head put a microphone, don't lay down plot. I saw the kids, them mash it up.
Okay, let's keep this baby moving for one of my favorite Clash tracks, Complete Control.
Yeah. Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
If you juice a broccoli stalk, it tastes like egg. What are you going to do? Dip your soldiers in a glass of egg juice?
And Maccone.
That's just rude, manhandling the broccoli. Doesn't manhandle the broccoli a Slayer album?
Together, they're Radcliffe and Maccone.
I think it's this blend of German industrial techno and broccoli stalk chat that's put this show where it is today, don't you?
I genuinely think the world has been waiting for a mid-afternoon entertainment and music show, that can cover... How long do you wear a pair of jeans before you wash them?
Can you scan an apple through as a cheaper apple?
People sending in pictures of their guinea pigs emerging from a concrete pipe to the sounds of DAF.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
Come on, this is
it's
it.
What the world's been waiting for.
This is what you want.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
With her new single Bread and Circus, and if you're on your feet, stay that way and pay your respects to the late great Lou Reed from 1975's must-have Transformer, I'm So Free.
Yes, I am Mother Nature's son, and I'm the only one. I do what I want and I want what I see. like the silver walks. You used to shiver and I used to talk. Then we went down to Times Square, and ever since I've been hanging round there. I do what I want and I want what I see. Could only happen to me.
You know, back in my Big Audio Dynamite days, I was lucky enough to share the same stage with Lou Reed when we both supported U2 way back in 1987. Mr. Reed, the Don salutes you. Okay, let's cross time to 1993 and space heading to Algeria for a cut from Khaled's Nissi Nissi. This is Cheba, which I think means beautiful. Now, regular Culture Clash fans will have to forgive me, but I keep thinking of all the great tunes new listeners will have missed during my 7 years of late night shows on the station. But then again, when they're extra nice, you knows I plays them twice and sometimes even thrice. Case in point, Crucial Alfonso's Writing on the Wall.
Earth would be useless, can't you see? Oh, oh, oh. I stick by you. When you cry, I cry too. Oh, oh, stick by me and I stick by you. Remember my heart and my love belong to you. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you.
Known for classics like The Tide Is High and Ali Baba. John Holt there with Stick By Me. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and we're fast approaching the second hour of the show, in which I'll be taking it slow with some laid-back sounds from the likes of Nightmares on Wax, Black Uhuru, Conan Moccasin, Foo Fighters, and The Who, to name a few. All that and more right after Yola Tengo's Ohm.
Thank you. Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Second hour of the show in which I take it down low. I'm the man that will find you from Conan Moccasin's new album Caramel, which I heard our own Keris Matthews recommending on her newly extended Sunday shows. Now, if you've just tuned in, where you been? I'm Don Letts and you're listening to the second half of Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, in which you'll be hearing from, amongst others, Don Drummond, Josh Record, Al Green, Rosie Lowe, North Atlantic Oscillation and Tomita. As usual, plenty to cram in, so let's cut the chat and run a track from French guitarist Nicholas Repack. This is Delta Lullaby.
Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Mama gone away and my daddy gone stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Your mama gone away and my daddy gone stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Mama gone away and my daddy gone stay. Didn't leave nobody but me.
First rock and roll band I ever saw live way back in 1971, an experience that would change my life forever. That was The Who's Love Ain't For Keeping from the absolute must-have Who's Next, released that same year. And if you want to rock your world, try Huey Morgan's new Saturday morning shows, 10 till 1. Listening to Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on BBC Six Music, the station that rules the nation. Jamaica's rhythm twins Sly and Robbie. That was Black Uhuru's No Loafing, aka Sit and Wonder. Another act I had the great pleasure of working with in my video directing days, of which there were many. In fact, by the time I gave up on them, or they gave up on me, depending on your point of view, I'd notched up quite a few, nearly 400 of them. Anyway, let's slide forward to right about now for the new single from Nightmares on Wax. This is Master Plan.
Master plans, they have no ending. Master plans, they have no style.
Dreams at that time of just being songwriters, not bothering with all this silly performing stuff.
From Genesis to WOMAD, next Sunday discover the pivotal moments in the life of Peter Gabriel.
Sledge, sledge, hammer. Well, it was my pop star moment. I think it's a great thing for everyone to be a pop star for a short period only. It's dangerous if you start believing it or living there.
A songwriter, an activist, a music fan.
It was the first one that still to this day is the best gig I've ever seen in my life. I was 17 years old. No one, but no one, compared to Otis.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Peter Gabriel.
Next Sunday afternoon from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. And they say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder was she really what they said. Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend. Didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy, about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out cause they just couldn't make it rhyme. Hey Jude, you were alright, I could've grooved with you all night, but you turned your back on the party game. Wake up in confusion just the same.
Together in my sometime series of tunes that caught my imagination as a youth, Brian Prothero's Pinball, released in 1972 when I was just 15. And don't bother to do the math, because I'm here to tell you I'm as old as rock and roll, having been born in 1956, and I wouldn't swap my musical journey for love nor money. Here's the Foo Fighters with an uncharacteristically laid-back Walking After You.
Just won't do without you. Matter.
Settle, another album that's definitely in my 2013 top 10. That was electronic duo Disclosure's Second Chance. Going back to what I was saying about my time as music video director, do you reckon it's worth a Culture Clash special? You know, tunes and tales of my past life. What do you reckon? Anyway, while you're thinking about it, check this second appearance from Prince Fatty. This is Model Dubplate, featuring Molly Cook. tuned to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. The late great Don Drummond, an original member of the Scatterlights who wrote many of their tunes. That was Don Cosmic, and I found that on a new release called Downbeat Shuffle, The Birth of a Legend, a 3-CD compilation of recordings from 1960 to 1962 by the creator of Studio One, Cox and Dodd. Okay, let's slide forward right about now for the new single from South London's Rosie Lowe. This is Right Thing.
There in a box next to all the memories. What's been and gone, what's gone is history. And now you're close, I remember all the good things. I forgot them all, like I've woken from a crazy dream. I've awoke and I am full. Choice, then you came in spite of me. We're what remains, and you are beautiful. Thought I made the right choice, then you came. Am I to blame? Did I lose this game? You are beautiful. When things got tough, I flew a million miles like a shooting star. I had to get as far as I could go, but I ignored your everything.
Your everything.
And now you're close and talking about your new love. I'm so happy for you. You deserve everything that's good, but I feel such a fool. Choice, then you came in spite of me. We're what remains, you're beautiful.
choice than you came. Am I to blame? Did I lose this game? You were beautiful.
Single toe peeps from the foot of the covers. It's cold and it's dark outside. There are no others. The time before milk floats and newspaper boys, before slumbering batteries activate toys. One man is rudely awakened from sleep, a reverie comfortable, cozy and deep. Thrust into studios accompanied by papers, expected to drum up a whole host of capers. Listeners all know what the show is about. They'll send in a strapline or middle-aged shout-out. Their patience rewarded with some Brian Cox or a poem from Murray or some Ultravox.
A big up from John Humphreys on Radio 4. Knocked me down with a feather. My jaw's on the floor. The Today Show is great, but for music and fun, try the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. It really is brilliant.
Weekday mornings from 7.
Fix Music.
Rosalind Sweet and the Paragons with their take on the Beatles' Blackbird, as featured on 1968's White Album, and if memory serves me correctly, was the track with the weird backward masking at the end that seemed to say, Paul is dead and I miss him, adding fuel to the ridiculous rumour that Paul had died in 1966 and had been replaced with a lookalike. Go figure. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and it's time in the show for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a laid-back Donlett selection. Setting the tone, North Sea Oscillations, I Only Have Eyes For You.
Stars out tonight.
Brixton singer-songwriter Josh Reckell with the title track of his new Bones EP out on the 25th of this month. And if you're feeling that, he's supporting London Grammar at the Brixton Electric on the 28th and the Norwich Open on the 30th of this month. Preceding that, one of the most gifted purveyors of soul music, Al Green, actually Reverend Al Green now, with 1971's Tired of Being Alone. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
You saw me crying in the jam, the tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give me another start.
Hail to WW0385, take three.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the child.
Presley meets the Wailers crying in the chapel, a white label mashup I tell you more about if I could. In fact, if anyone out there can shed some light, I'll pass it on. Well, my friends, we've reached the end. I've enjoyed my time. I hope I've justified yours. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. Stay tuned for Guy Garvey coming up right after my final tune for the evening by a pioneer of electronic music, Japan's Tomita. From 1974's Snowflakes Are Dancing, this is Claire de Lune.